With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. With less than 80 days before the polls open, Republicans and Democrats gearing up for more intense campaigning as they seek to dominate not only the White House, but also chambers of Congress. More on the story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
All races are expected to be tight, and that's why House Speaker Mike Johnson wasted no time in heading to Las Cruces, New Mexico, to endorse former Congresswoman Yvette Harrell, a Republican from the state's 2nd Congressional District. Harrell, a Cherokee woman and the first Republican Native woman elected to Congress, is challenging Democratic Representative Gabe Vasquez, to whom she lost 2 years ago after the Democratic-controlled state legislature withdrew her district all the way back to Albuquerque. Some of the most favorable polls for Republicans had the GOP 2 seats short of the 218 districts needed to control the House, according to Border Report. Nevertheless, this hasn't stopped some GOP members, including Harrell, from remaining optimistic ahead of November. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, free COVID tests are coming back.
U.S. households will be able to order up to 4 COVID-19 nasal swab tests when the federal program reopens in September. That's according to the website covidtest.gov. No exact date has been given. A government spokesperson said the tests will detect current virus strains and can be ordered ahead of the holiday season when family and friends gather for celebrations. The government is also urging people to get an updated booster. Earlier this week, regulators approved an updated vaccine that's designed to combat recent virus strains. I'm Shelley Adler.
A dump truck driver in Maine, learning the hard way not to tempt fate on a covered bridge originally built before the Civil War. Vehicle was loaded with crushed stone when it plummeted into a river Friday. Officials say the driver was lucky, suffered minor injuries. This is SRN News. If you would like a job with the Kamala Harris campaign, you have some choices to make.
People applying to the Democratic presidential nominee's website are asked to select a preferred pronoun, and they're offered 9 options. He and she are available, but you might also select Z, here, or who. In fact, it's not immediately clear what some of these words or non-words actually mean. Those who want to work for the Harris campaign also have the option of writing in a pronoun of their own creation separate from all those others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Families of 2 transgender teens in New Hampshire filing suit challenging a new state law banning them from playing on girls' teams at their high schools. The lawsuit says the 2 boys who live as girls have been accepted by parents, peers, teammates, and coaches. In the meantime, legal battles over males playing against females in school cropping up more frequently. This is SRN News. Arch Resources and Console Energy combining to form a single coal producer valued at more than $5 billion.
Arch shareholders will get more than 1.3 shares of Console common stock for each share of Arch they own. Console shareholders will own about 55% of the new company to be called Core Natural Resources, and Arch shareholders will own about 45%. Core Natural Resources will be based in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, just southwest of Pittsburgh, which is the current headquarters of Console Energy.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. It is expected to be a very busy Labor Day travel weekend.
AAA reports domestic travel during the last holiday weekend of the summer could jump as much as 9% compared to last year. They say some families may choose to travel to closer destinations due to time constraints.
That is Tayshia Stevens. More details at srnnews.com.